Going Linux, episode 478, Listener Feedback, Plus.
No viruses, no fuss, just simple and clean, Going Linux. It's the ultimate dream, forget the crashes and the constant lag with open source. You're never gonna sag.
Welcome to the Going Linux podcast. I'm your host, Larry Bushy.
And I'm your co-host, Bill.
Whether you are new to Linux, upgrading from Windows to Linux, or just thinking about moving to Linux, this podcast will provide you with valuable information and advice that will help you in Going Linux.
We hope that you find this and all our episodes helpful in learning about Linux and open source applications and using them to get things done.
And if you want to send us feedback, you can email us at goinglinux@gmail.com or send us a voicemail at 1-904-468-7889.
In today's episode, Listener Feedback Plus.
Plus. Yeah, we've got some things to add on to the end. I don't know, maybe it's just springtime has people busy. We're recording this around Easter time, so there's some holidays going on. But we've only got three emails, and we've only had three emails in the email in basket for a few weeks now. And we've kind of been putting off doing listener feedback till we got some more feedback. But I don't think we're going to do it in the short term. So here we go with what we have. And we've added a few additional topics.
Yes.
So that's what's going on. So what else is going on, Bill?
Let's see. So CacheOS is still running great, still rocking it, still loving it. Mm-hmm. No issues whatsoever. Yeah. So how about you?
Perfect. Well, I said I was going to have some time to catch up with Cache. But I still haven't done that, so that's not news. I am still using Linux Mint, so that's not news. Oh, here's some news. There are some changes at Ubuntu Mate that people should know about. Martin Wimpress, Wimpy, the founder of Ubuntu Mate and the person who built it from a hobby distribution for a family member, is stepping down, stepping away from the project. He's gone off to other things. For some time, he was an employee of Canonical, but he had moved out of Canonical a while ago. And he's finally gotten to the point where he doesn't have enough time to continue to maintain Ubuntu Mate. So for those of us on the team, we've had our own Ubuntu Mate Discord, discourse for communication. So that is being merged into the Ubuntu discourse. It's not going to make any changes for individuals who are simply using the software. So still, things business as usual for users of Ubuntu Mate, except that the next version of Ubuntu Mate that was supposed to be a long-term support version is not going to be a long-term support version because we haven't had the leadership and the development to do the validation that's necessary to ensure that it's a long-term support version. So it will be just another interim release. Hopefully, by the time we get to the next long-term support version, we'll have a new maintainer and a new lead. Those are the same people, right? The maintainer and the lead. And we will be back in full swing again as part of the Ubuntu family of distributions. So, some big changes there with Wimpy's departure.
Yeah. Well, Wimpy's always been busy. He's kind of a...
Yeah.
Yeah, he's a nice guy. I've never really talked to him personally, but, you know, I've heard some of this podcast and so on. He always seems like he's got more... He's got stuff, irons in the fire everywhere.
Yeah, he's a tinkerer, and he likes to tinker, and yeah, he tries all kinds of new stuff.
Yeah, So, Martin Sumrall. Okay.
Yes. So, shall we get started with the three listener feedback emails that we have?
Sure. Let's start. I'll let you have the first one.
Start there. Well, thank you.
You're welcome.
David, everybody knows David, who's been listening to the podcast for a while, emailed us about MP3 or not, that decision. Should we do MP3s? Yes, it's been that long. And he provides us with a software pick as well. He writes, "Hi, here's my less than 2 cents worth on this discussion. Leave it as MP3. Safe and works in all podcatching apps and probably always will, including the one I use on my Android, the open source AntennaPod. As per video, I am actually upset that many podcasts are going that route. When are people listening to podcasts? While driving, walking the dog, doing household chores, or having a lie down? Not conducive or safe times to watch two talking heads. As per showing screenshots, etc., these can be referenced and provided on a website or as a presentation suitable for open source to be downloaded. Connected to the above, here is a software pick. Available via the Linux Mint Software Manager and no doubt other repositories. Parabolic. This permits, without having to pay YouTube, to download from YouTube and others as video or as MP3. Helpful to those podcasts that are on YouTube or are videos that need not be. Bestest David Official, etc., 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 Minion." Well, thanks, David. And Parabolic, yes, I've used that. I've used other software that also gives you access to YouTube, and some of the command line applications for downloading YouTube videos, like YT-DLP, have been having some trouble recently. I guess YouTube is fighting back against people downloading from YouTube. They want you to use YouTube. So I haven't checked Parabolic in a while. I'm hoping that they have not had the same problems that YTDLP has. But it's one of those situations where it's a cat and mouse game, I guess. And it's becoming more so recently.
Yeah, so YouTube has YouTube Music, and it's all actually kind of tied together. And they're trying to get into the podcast business, but when they have ads and stuff they can display on the video, they can make more money. So what I think it is a lot of these podcasts that, you know, they're going to that route just because they want to generate more income for them. But I think it's a lot of work to do a video podcast.
It's a lot more work to do it justice than it is to do an audio podcast, that's for sure.
And, I like David's point. It's like, I listen to podcasts when I'm walking dogs or cleaning or whatever I'm happen to be doing. So I don't have time to look at, as he says, two talking heads. So there's always a place for audio only podcasts. It should stay audio only. And I think they should become more like video casts or whatever they want to call it. But podcast has always been audio in my opinion. But, you know, times change. But yeah, audiobooks, podcasts, that's kind of what I use during the day, especially when you're just wandering around.
Yeah, and Dave Jackson of the School of Podcasting podcast. Yes, it's a podcast on podcasting. He often says that a podcast, by definition, is delivered by RSS feed. And YouTube doesn't have an RSS feed. So YouTube videos, even if they want to call them podcasts, are not really podcasts. You can make the argument that you could deliver a video by RSS feed and have it a video podcast, but that's not what YouTube is doing. So technically, they shouldn't be calling it a podcast, but we know what will happen. It'll become the popular phraseology, and people will be calling videos on YouTube podcasts going forward. So I guess we have to live with that.
Yeah.
Although we can always remind people that it's not technically really a podcast when it's on YouTube. So anyway.
All right.
Thanks, David.
Thanks, David. So Stephen provided our some feedback on our audio and video. He wrote, "Hello, Larry and Bill. Some feedback to the latest listener feedback, audio quality. I hear your podcast with my mobile phone, sometimes connected to my car audio system. I have no problem. I concentrate on the content and not if the quality is perfect or too loud or other things. Video, I know that many podcasts nowadays turn into video casts, so I find it good to stay as an audio podcast. And again, the content is the most important thing and not any fancy things like video, even if it's old school."
Yep.
Okay.
There you go. That's it.
Yeah.
You, Stefan, you just summarized it perfectly.
Yeah.
In a lot fewer words than David or Bill or I used.
Yeah. Good. Way to go, Stephen. Yeah. I think it's people understand that audio for just everyday use and stuff. One, it's not as big as video. Some people have, you know, limited internet connections. Some people don't have where they can do so much. So, you know, MP3 is small enough they can get a lot. You can get a lot of content downloaded without using up a lot of your data. But if you add video to it, no matter how compressed it is, it's still bigger than just audio only. And you can get audio really, really small if you need to.
Yeah, exactly. And the other thing to be considering is that many people, most people, I would imagine, listen on a mobile device. And to run video on your mobile device chews up a lot more battery and resources than simply listening to audio. So there's that as well. So lots of good reasons to listen to podcasts and ignore the video, especially if you're driving.
Yeah, you don't want to be watching video while you're driving. Yeah, okay.
Yeah, yeah.
Probably not the safest thing.
All right, last email is from Rob, who offered a comment on episode 476. "Very good podcast. I really enjoyed the encryption episode. It brought up a question. When you have your top secret recording schedule and you encrypt it, now can you use another encryption technique to encrypt the schedule a second time? Encrypt the already encrypted file." 73, Rob. Well, Rob, you can, but it's not going to do you much good. I mean, you're just adding another layer of encryption on top of it. That requires another password or key to unencrypt. And so, yeah, I guess if you want to keep a secret from the people who have the first passcode but not the second one, you could do that. But I'm not sure why you would want to.
I think it would be kind of like the law of diminishing returns there.
Yeah.
If you pick a good encryption algorithm, I think that would probably be more than enough for your everyday use. I mean, I see what he's saying, and that's a really cool concept. That's like something I would have a question for, but I've never really, I guess you could. There's nothing to stop you from doing it.
Yeah, that's true. Yeah, yeah. It's technically possible. But why?
Just because you can? I don't know. That's not.
Well, I don't know either, but if anybody who's listening does know why you would want to encrypt an encrypted file, let us know, because maybe we should be doing that.
Because we definitely don't want anybody to learn about our top secret recording
super
schedule.
Secret schedules. Yes, exactly.
Okay.
Oh, boy.
That is funny, though. That's kind of a wild idea.
Yep. Thanks, Rob.
Thanks, Rob. So we wanted to thank the people that sent the email. It was very, we appreciate it, and thank you for the feedback, and we always invite everybody to send us more feedback. So yep. We realize that it's getting near summertime, and people are busy, and it's, you know, getting close to holidays and stuff, so we get it. But I thought I'd throw this in there because this is kind of something I've been going through. I thought that, and I found it was kind of interesting because, well, now that we've gotten the emails out of the way, I wanted to share something that open source is going to be able to help me with.
Okay.
We've talked about accessibility for Linux and how open source could help with people's everyday challenges with sight and hearing and even reading to motor control.
Yeah, I know we've talked about the subject and ways to make sure that everybody has tools to help. And we believe everybody should have access to technology. That's for sure.
Yeah. Well, little did I know that would also include me.
Okay.
Without going into too much detail, I've been sick off and on. And last year I lost an eardrum. And again, this year I had another severe ear infection, yada, yada, yada. After they tracked it down, they found the cause, and the doctor wanted me to go get a hearing test before a ENT appointment. ENT is just ear, nose, and throat doctor. Okay. A specialist. Right. Okay. Pretty standard stuff. Well, after the test, I was told that I have hearing loss and that I would need hearing aids. Now, but it gets better. I am also told the loss is on the higher and lower ends, not just one, like most people. And over time, it will get worse because of age, noise exposure, and genetics. Thanks, Mom and Dad. thus, it's important to start now because of how hearing is processed by the brain. So.
Okay, yeah, you don't want to be messing with your brain.
Well, so, I have enough trouble as it is.
So there's an open source link to this. So how's open source going to help you with that?
So I am still going through the process. And when I spoke to audiologists and asked him which hearing aids supported Linux and streaming to the hearing aids, and he said that Linux will support the devices using ASHA and Bluetooth LE. He actually knew about Linux. I was kind of like, okay, mm-hmm. Wow.
Okay.
So it looks like Pipewire will see them as a valid device. And since I use a Google Pixel 6a now, and he said, which will work fine with that device also, since it's Android, it appears that at one time you couldn't, if you didn't have an iPhone, you couldn't have it streamed to your hearing aid. Pipewire is built into Linux, so hey, open source, thank you. And they've got a Google developed the ASHA. Of course, it's already been moved forward, and now they're like the Bluetooth Low Energy. That's the Bluetooth LE. So Pipewire can work with all these codexes, yeah. And so that will allow it to stream to my hearing aids once I get them.
All right. Yeah, I know that I've been hearing things about new EarPods for the iPhone that lets you use them as hearing aids.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know how well they work, but I'm assuming that they work differently than what we're talking about here. I've also known for a while that hearing aids use the Bluetooth LE and that it all runs compatible with Linux. So this, I think, is a good thing, and it's improving over time.
Yeah, it is improving over time. And like I said, I'm not deaf yet, but as I get older and the way the audiologist explained it, since I'm having on both ends, my hearing will become compressed. So you do have over-the-counter hearing aids, but mm-hmm. I don't qualify because of how the hearing aids have to be tuned for my ears. I'm getting ready to go have what they call a fitting appointment, and then I have to decide on a model. And so I guess I'm going to let you know more once I get everything sorted, because I'm still kind of in the middle of this process. Mm-hmm. So mine, they classified in hearing loss as mild to moderate, and then severe. I'm in the middle. I'm at moderate right now. And what they'll do is once we decide on a model, which apparently you can get them where you don't even see them, but whatever. Mm-hmm. Yeah. They're not as big and bulky anymore. But they adjust the hearing frequencies that you're having problem with. They program it into the hearing aids, so it actually will increase that area or make it clearer so I can hear, plus without touching the stuff that's still working fine. And I'll go back every once in a while and they'll readjust it and new hearing test. So it's kind of customized to the things that I need to hear. And mm-hmm. what they're telling me is the reason you want to start soon now is your brain automatically processes audio you hear. Well, when you're not hearing things, or you think you're not, you think you're hearing fine. I thought I was hearing fine. Apparently, I'm not. Your brain is actually filling in the gaps. So, but as the more and more hearing loss you lose, your brain's working harder and harder to make that stuff make sense, and errors start coming into what you're hearing. So it affects your speech, it affects how you understand people. So they want you to hear everything. So it's all the science of, you know, hearing and how the brain interacts with sound, et cetera, et cetera. So anyway.
Yeah, that's very interesting.
Yeah. It's, like I said, I'm still learning everything, but I was really pleased when he said that my Linux operating system supports the ability to stream to my hearing aids. My Android phone will stream to my hearing aids. I'll be able to listen to music. I won't have to have ear pods. The hearing aids will be that for me. When my phone rings, I don't have to hold it up. I can actually hear what they say in clear. So it's going to be nice, I think, in the long term, once it's all sorted.
Right, exactly. And go in every once in a while for a little
tune-up.
Tweaky tune-up. Yeah, and on the frequencies. And that sounds really interesting. So it will appear to the output device, that in your case is your Pixel phone, like a regular Bluetooth audio device.
Yeah.
And you just connect up and play to it.
Mm-hmm.
Interesting. So you don't really need any additional special software to have it pick up what's being laid down by your Pixel.
Yeah, or my computer.
Ah, yes, of course. Your computer is a device. So can it connect to multiple devices at the same time?
Yes.
Oh, all right.
Because Bluetooth supports that.
Yes. Very good. Yeah, I like that.
Yeah, so it's very cool. Thanks, because of Pipewire, which is open source. Mm-hmm. I know it's not. I mean, it's built in, but it's great to know that it's there. And then, this audiologist was really, really. He knew about Linux. I don't know if he was a user, but he did tell me there was another program that I can use. It's called Easy Effects, and he says you can use that to adjust the channels of your hearing aids while you're using Linux. It doesn't reprogram them. It just will allow you to, if you think it's a little soft for what you're doing on your computer, you can actually adjust those channels that you want to hear better.
Interesting.
So Linux has that also. It's available on other operating systems, but I just thought, well, that's good. I mean, when we're recording the podcast, I won't use headphones anymore. I'll just use a mic.
Right.
So I'll probably buy a Snowball or whatever like that, or whatever we set on, because I won't need these headphones anymore to hear you. It'll come to my hearing aids, and right, I'll be able to just use, like I said, a mic to record it with you. So, but Pipewire handles all that seamlessly, apparently. So it will be able to handle the separate mic also. So, Pipewire actually is making this easy life adjustment for me. I know it's not as severe as other people, but I'm not comparing my situation, but it's just funny that we had talked about accessibility not that long ago, and then found out that hey, I can benefit from some of those accessibility features. So very cool.
Right. Yeah. And I see that Easy Effects is in the Linux Mint repositories. And the description there is, this program provides various audio effects for Pipewire applications. This application was formerly known as Pulse Effects, but it was renamed to Easy Effects after it started to use the GTK4 and GStreamer usage was replaced by native Pipewire filters. So that is, that's very interesting, very interesting. And it's available both as a deb package and a Flathub. So it's cross-platform as far as Linux is concerned using Flathub. So I guess it's good to know that you have a problem, so now you can address it, right?
I have more problem apparently than I should. I don't know. I will. It was funny. He says the audio. We were chatting. He says, and before you ask, no, we don't have one to a mode to block out annoying people. I'm like, well, come on, get on that for me. But he was funny. He says, and don't even ask. He said, we don't do annoying people one, or turn off the girlfriend, wife, or whatever. We don't offer those modes. I'm like, well, you're killing me here. So, no, actually, he was a very nice guy. He was very up on it. You know, he did ask, which was very nice. He's like, okay, let's talk about a few things. He said, what kind of phone do you use? Mm-hmm. And I told him. He said, okay. He says, that's an Android. I said, yeah. I said, you shouldn't have an issue with that. Good. And then he says, you use Windows at home? I said, no, I use Linux. He said, okay. He said, that one will work fine. He said, so he was up on the latest technology. So it was interesting to actually have somebody in the medical profession actually knew what Linux was and actually asked those questions. And these things are not cheap, by the way. I just want to point that out.
Yeah.
They want to make sure you're going to use them. And if you can't use it for everything, then it's like, well, that's probably not going to work for me. Let's look at some other options. So,
yeah, exactly.
they want people to use them so they can actually hear and they actually can keep their hearing part of their brain active or whatever. My brain tries to stay inactive as much as possible, so I don't know what to tell you. So, but anyway, I'll let, as this goes on and we, you know, get them and see how they work, and I'll just kind of drop a little update if anybody's interested. If not, hey, just send him a say, I don't care, and we won't say anything. But I just thought it was very interesting.
Yeah, keep us up to date for sure. I'm kind of interested in this as well, because eventually, who knows, I may need some hearing aids too. My wife sometimes thinks that I need them right now by the fact that I don't hear her sometimes, but I think that's selective listening more than anything else.
Oh, yeah, I've been accused of that too. So apparently I had to listen to that when the girlfriend said, hey, I told you, you're not hearing very well for a while. And I'm thinking, well, it's because sometimes I don't hear you, or it's selective listening, which I would never say to her because I don't want to get beat down. So,
yeah. Right, exactly. Yeah, there's a difference between hearing and listening.
And I can safely say this because I know she doesn't listen to this podcast, but this will be the one she does. And
probably.
I love you. Okay. Anyway.
Oh, my. Okay. Well, that was the plus part of our listener feedback plus. And you can be the listener listening on hearing aids that gives us the feedback for the next plus.
Or any tips. Any tips would be welcome.
Oh, yeah, that's a good idea. If anybody has any sort of tips for using
or models.
Tweaking, or, yeah, models to use, write us in or send us a voicemail or whatever. I'm sure Bill could make good use of that, and I think anybody else who's in the same situation will get a lot of benefit out of it as well. So we're looking forward to those contributions on the part of our listeners.
Now, anything you guys want to help share with, or share information, or models you found, or application you use, or anything like that, or questions to ask, because I'm kind of spitballing this right now. So if there's anything that you got, any tips or tricks you guys know about, please share them with me. I'm asking for any kind of help that you guys can offer as far as information, stuff like that.
Yeah, absolutely. Good stuff. Good stuff to know about, that's for sure. And I think, you know, we've been providing this podcast for a long time now, like over a decade. So approaching two decades, if I remember correctly, maybe even past two decades. No, we're not past two decades. We're getting there. Mm-hmm. So many of our listeners have been with us since the beginning, and which may be why the listener feedback has dropped off, because they have less to say, or maybe they can't hear us because hearing loss goes along with age to some degree. So maybe some of our listeners do have some experience here and can contribute firsthand knowledge. So that would be great if they can do that.
Yeah.
All right.
All right.
Well, I think that wraps us up, doesn't it?
It does. It wraps us up. It's not a very long one today, but I figured, hey, you know, we could record something and get it out there, so because we know people are busy, and we can listen to Larry's golden voice in my monotonous tone or whatever it's called. So anyway.
Yeah, well, I'm toying with some new features in Audacity that might actually help with that. And anyway, we'll take that as it comes. You'll helping with both of ours, as a matter of fact. I noticed some differences here between what it used to be and what it should be. Anyway, all that aside. So I think our next episode, I know our next episode will be another using Linux to get things done type episode. So until then, you can go to our website at goinglinux.com for articles and show notes, as well as links to download and to subscribe. We provide the website for computer users who just want to use Linux to get things done.
And if you'd like, you can participate directly with our friendly and helpful community members by joining the discussion in our Going Links podcast community on community.goinglinks.com.
Until next time, thanks for listening.
73. Going Links.